You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey, Paisanos, it's the Super Nerd Overload Pop Culture Discussion Show.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-bop.
I'm Cody, the Toad Warrior.
I'm Sam, Mamma Mia.
And I'm special guest, the voice of Josh.
So we have a great show for you this week. Thank you all for tuning in. We have a bunch of news to go over, a lot of Nintendo news to talk about. But first,
that's why I did that intro.
That makes sense. But first, let's talk about some things we have been checking out.
Check it out! Wow, it's very nice.
I don't have a Mario-specific clip on the soundboard, so...
That's kind of close.
Borat was close enough.
I feel like you use the Borat after every time.
No.
Yes,
not every,
you do.
Not every time.
In the last four.
I feel like Borat's getting some pretty heavy rotation.
Okay, so we might
have
to remove the Borat for a while. And
no, you have to
remove it. Don't remove Borat. Just
lay off?
Lay off the Borat.
Yeah. Well, I thought for a second to play... Come on, Cranky, take it to the fridge. But that one also gets a lot of airtime.
That's a different rap song about a Nintendo franchise.
I mean, he's a hell of a guy.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, things we've been checking out. Probably don't want to talk about it too much. WandaVision. Have you seen?
I haven't seen it yet.
Haven't seen the most recent. I have. It's very good. Oh, my God. It's very good.
I am excited about the fact that the last three episodes are an hour long each.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
They're so short before.
Yep. But yeah, say no more. We won't spoil anything.
Oh, also there's an after credit scene. I know that much.
Yes, there is. But anyway, other thing I've been checking out, I jumped back on Stardew Valley recently.
It's good. It's so good.
It's very good. They had a giant content update here recently
on the Steam version.
Both. Just came to the Switch.
Okay.
To the console. Adds a whole other island and a whole bunch of other stuff to do, and it's pretty great. I've been playing a lot of it. It's very, very good. It's scratching a very similar but different itch than Animal Crossing.
Oh yeah, like the Stardew Valley is more
mechanical.
Yeah, like
mechanically rich.
Yes.
Know.
Yeah, it's more like a...
You don't have to wait actual hours to do. Stardew Valley is a farming simulator with a bunch of other stuff. There's a battle system. There's exploration and mining and all sorts of other stuff.
Simulation, because Animal Crossing isn't quite a simulation.
It's a life sim, but it's set to... A lot of it is hampered by being set in real time, so you can only do so much in one day before you have to wait for the next day, where Stardew Valley, you just go to bed. You just go to bed, wake up the next day, and do more stuff.
Animal Crossing is Microsoft Paint, and Stardew Valley is Microsoft Excel.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, that's actually really apt. I like that, yes. But yeah, I've been playing a lot of that. It's been a lot of fun. There is a pretty gnarly graphical bug on the Switch where one whole section of this new island that you go to, the ground tiles are invisible, so it's just bright blue sky that you're walking on all over the place. But they're apparently working on a fix for it.
Hmm.
So that's cool.
So have you gotten married and divorced yet?
Multiple times. I've also turned my children into doves.
I didn't know you could do that.
You can do that.
If you decide you don't want your kids anymore, you can magic them into birds.
You can magic them into the birds, but then if you stay awake super late on a day very close to Halloween, an icon that looks like the ancient doll like pops up out of your television and attacks you until you are dead, claiming they are the ghosts of your beburded children. You have forsaken us, and it just flies around the screen. It's almost like the masks in Mario 2.
Oh, Fanto.
Yeah, the Fanto. Yeah, yeah. But otherwise, really fun game. Check it out. It's very good, and it's regularly on sale on various gaming platforms.
And if it's not on sale, it's only like $20.
It's like
anyway.
$15-$20. Yeah.
And it's a fun, like, you know, it's got that fun like sprite look to it.
Mm-hmm. It's very good. It's very graphically rich. I like it a lot.
Honestly, I hate the pixel art in Stardew Valley.
Really?
Yeah. Not a fan.
Huh.
I mean,
honestly, it looks better than anything I could do, but I just something about it. Just,
they're very long. They're longer than they probably should be.
And they're just not very stylish.
Yeah.
They're very workmanly sprites. Yeah. And they're fine. They work for the game. They're just, I feel like they could be so much more appealing.
I think they could either be smaller, like squished down, or just larger in general so they could have more graphic
design detail
to them. Yeah, I can see where you come from with that. I think they work fine for the story that they're telling.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a great game otherwise, but like look at something like Rune Factory or even like the Harvest Moon games. Sprites have more character.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true. That's a good point.
Not to disparage the game. It's a great game. I love it.
Yeah. All right, so what have you guys been checking out?
Your one gripe.
Yeah.
I played a little bit of Mario 35.
Oh, yeah. How was that? How are you enjoying that?
The Battle Royale Mario game?
Yes.
It's not bad. It's, if you've played a lot of the original Mario game like I did growing up, it's not hard to grasp.
Okay, what is Mario 35 for the folks who don't know?
It's a Battle Royale style kind of game where you are pitted against 35 other players playing through Mario levels. And as you go, when you defeat enemies and stuff, you'll build up time added to your run. Because if you run out of time, you die. But also, I'm not sure how exactly it works. I don't know if it's when you collect coins or if when you defeat enemies, it throws extra enemies
I think at it's the other players. When you defeat them.
It's defeat enemies, sends enemies to other screens. When you collect coins, it adds seconds back to your time.
Well, I've noticed when I defeat enemies, it adds seconds to my time.
It does
time
that
too.
As well. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'll sit there and spam fireball and, you know, I just kill a bunch of turtles and Goombas and all of a sudden I have like 300 and something seconds going on.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But yeah, it's not bad. The added enemies look different than the regular level enemies.
They're gray, right?
Yep, they're gray.
Yeah.
And a lot of times like some of the secrets still work. Like when you're in the underground level and you jump up over the thing and run to the top of the screen, you get to the warp pipes.
Uh-huh.
You don't get the same choices of warp pipes.
Oh, that's cool.
Like you get, like it might send you back to 1-1 or stuff like that. I just keep going back to 1-1 because one, it's easy. Yeah. And two, there's more power-ups.
Sure. Oh, yeah. You get really good at running 1-1 and 1-2 in that game, for sure.
Man, I wanted to like this game so much and just didn't.
No, I get it.
I'm being a real negative Nancy this episode, but I just didn't. Like, it just felt like you weren't doing anything, really. It didn't feel like you were interacting with the other players enough.
It seems incomplete.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it has the same UI as Tetris 99.
Yeah.
Like, it has, like, the same thing where if you can aim, like, you can aim at people who are attacking you. You can aim at random people.
You see, I love Tetris 99.
Oh, yeah. But also, I feel like Tetris 99 is more, I don't know, stressful and also kind of distracting. Versus
also, Tetris lends itself more to a multiplayer experience.
Yeah, it's more competitive.
Where Mario Brothers is, it's really not a competitive game, typically.
Yeah, but as the further you go on and the higher you rise in the ranks of the other players and the enemies that get added to your game, your run or whatever, they get harder and harder.
Yeah.
Like when I said in the chat that I got third place, I was getting Bowser thrown at me and not in the castle. I was getting Hammer Brothers. I was getting the little spiky dudes. I can't remember their names.
Spiny?
I think that's...
The Spinies, yeah.
Yeah, the one that Clawvoice throws at you.
The Lakitus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden there's like piranha plants in weird places. Like I said in the chat, the Fire Flower is broke. Like, it's stupid broke. But there's also another mechanic when you're getting coins, since... Obviously, you can't get more lives for collecting 100 coins. There's a thing, it's called the power-up randomizer or something like that. For 20 coins, you hit this button and it will randomize a power-up. You might get a mushroom, you might get a power star.
Or a fire flow. Those are the three things.
Those are the three, yeah.
Yeah, or a power square, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And when you hit the end level flag, if there's any enemies on the screen, they'll automatically get killed and thrown at you, whoever you're targeting.
It feels less like you're playing Mario against people as much as it feels like you're all playing Mario until somebody messes up and then you win.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh,
I can see that.
Also, if you stay in one place too long, the game penalizes you for that, too.
Oh, yeah, so you can't just sit there and do nothing.
Yeah, you can't just sit there and just spam, like, Fireball the whole time. You actually have to run the map.
Right, right.
You can't farm, like, cheap cheeps jumping out of the water.
Oh, no. What else did I do? Oh, I've been reading the God of High School webtoon.
I don't know what that is.
I've heard the anime for that's pretty good.
I caught like the first couple episodes just to compare from what I was reading. They cut a lot of stuff out, but like production wise, the anime is pretty good. So God of High School is it's a webtoon, and webtoon is it's a free webcomic.
You've talked about webtoon before,
yeah,
because that's the one with the
Lore Olympus and
Lore Olympus is a big one. And what was the one about the skeleton warrior?
Oh, that one's not on webtoon.
Da na 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 na.
It's Keen Space, but with a different name and not run by those weird guys.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, yes.
That's old time internet beefs from a million years ago.
Hey, I remember going to individual websites for webcomics.
Yep.
Like VG Cats.
I just read them on Twitter now.
That's where they are more times than not. Yeah.
That's true. Anyway, God of High School, it's interesting. It's another fighting style story.
Cool.
In this one, they gather some like the best fighters around Korea, but you fight a tournament, and the winner of the tournament will get any wish they desire, with be it money, fame, whatever. The one character
it's like Twisted Metal.
Not quite.
That's what you win for.
That's what you get for Twisted Metal.
Yeah, but there's always like a weird like monkey's paw thing with Twisted Metal.
It's just because Twisted Metal is super edgelordy.
Yeah. What was his name? Calypso?
Calypso.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not a terrifying name.
For someone who might be the devil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, but no, God of High School is interesting. There's three main characters, Jin, Mori, Danwei, and the girl's name is Mira. She uses a sword, and she's trying to revitalize her family's sword style. Danwei was trying to get medical money to pay for his best friend's medical treatments. Jim Mori just likes to fight. he's basically Goku.
Ah, okay.
Except it's not quite as... It does get kind of weird, because like eventually they start going, oh, by the way, some people have special powers.
Sure, that sounds like...
Yeah, pretty much. Without ruining too many of the story, the big plot point.
Yeah, we're kind of going down a little bit of a hole here, but yeah. But you like the comic?
I mean, I'm enjoying it, yeah.
Okay, how many chapters are in
500.
This? 500. That is a lot.
Oh my god, yeah.
That is a lot of comic.
The anime doesn't go that far, but also the anime is condensing a lot of stuff real fast.
That sounds right. That sounds good. A good thing to do.
Webcomics move real slow, though. Like,
yeah.
Overall.
They do. Like, some of the fights in God of High School take up 3-4 chapters, and they might not even be long fights.
So it does sound like a Dragon Ball.
Yeah. No, because it doesn't.
Do they spend entire weeks just going
No,
charging up my spirit bomb.
No, but also the fact that, you know, Dragon Ball was infamous for for a 5-minute fight taking 20 episodes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like, it's in the Guinness Book of Records. It's world's longest anime fight.
I can believe it.
Goku versus Frieza.
Yes, I can remember being like, I can't wait for this fight to be over so Sailor Moon will come on.
I remember trying to watch Dragon Ball. I think I've told this story before. I tried watching Dragon Ball Z once because people at school were telling me, hey, this is a good show. Anime is for cool kids. Anime is not for cool kids.
No, it's never been for
It's
cool
never
kids.
Been for cool kids. But I tried watching an episode.
Honestly,
and after,
now... It's probably for cool kids.
It's probably for cool kids, yeah. But I tried watching it. It was 22 minutes long. It was one of the many episodes where
they're just
charging up. I remember he's like in a barometric ball floating around space going, for 22 minutes. And by the end of those 22 minutes, I thought to myself, I have better things to do with my time. I don't think I need to be in this fandom.
It's like when I tried to get into comics. and I bought a Spider-Man comic from the Meijer, and Spider-Man wasn't in it.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
This is a waste of my time.
I mean, Dragon Ball is a very slow burn.
That's why I like the Dragon Ball Z abridged
also,
YouTube
that's funny.
Series. It's funny.
It's hilarious.
That's
hey, Vegeta.
Yeah.
I didn't care for the way Dragon Ball looked when I was a kid. Now I love Toriyama's art.
Toriyama's
style.
Art is very, very good. Yeah, I mean, that a lot.
Everything he does looks the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything he does looks the same. Be it Dragon Quest, Dragon Ball, Sandland, I think was the name of the weird post-apocalyptic comic he did.
I love his Dragon Quest designs. Those those are as iconic to me as like Mario bad guys are. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Hey, quick, someone look up the art for a fighting game called Toeball Number 1.
Oh, I know Toeball.
Because it's just Akira Toriyama art made into Virtual Fighter style polygon man.
Oh wait, I think I've played this.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, this looks very familiar.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, that is straight up Toriyama.
Yep, it is.
Because this dragon demon guy looks...
looks like a dragon demon guy.
From Dragon Ball.
Mm-hmm.
They made a sequel. We never got it in America.
Oh yeah, Toeball
2. Number 2?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Do we have time for me to talk?
Absolutely.
Mario.
Yeah, let's do it.
The new Mario came out last week. Well, new in quotes. Super Mario 3D World and Bowser's Fury. Bowser's Fury is the new part.
And plus Bowser's a furry.
Yeah.
I mean, not really. I mean, he's a giant.
Technically, he's a scaly.
No, he's not even a guy like in a suit.
You guys haven't finished 3D World.
No.
Because he puts on a full-on cat costume.
So he is a furry.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, tell me about Bowser's Fury.
Bowser's Fury is an excellent, like, reimagining of 3D World into, like, an open world kind of Odyssey-esque. It's like a big Odyssey level.
Oh, interesting.
But it plays like 3D World, so it's more akin to a classic Mario with power-ups and stuff.
Okay, cool, cool.
It's excellent. I enjoyed the all too brief 3 hours it takes to finish it.
Oh, really?
And I mean, I haven't 100%ed it, and I probably will go back because it's not an unreasonable amount of collectibles.
Okay.
Because you just go around these islands that are built up like basically like Mario levels and collect cat shines so you can heal Bowser of his
fury.
Fury that isn't really explained.
Okay.
I mean, during the end credits, you get kind of like a Bowser Jr. drawing version of what happened, and it's still not terribly clear.
Something
with some kind of black goop getting on Bowser, and now he's Godzilla. But it's really
sense.
It's not important. Like, you don't need to know why it's happening. Just
it's Mario. Enjoy.
Remember that time Bowser died and became Dry Bowser?
Yeah. Just feel lucky that it's not Princess Peach is kidnapped again, because that is not the plot line at all.
That's good. That's good.
She does not even appear in the game.
Her Royal Majesty does not appear in a game this time. Yeah. Insert Monty Python joke.
Yep. So I've heard some people online say that they think that this is a test run for the next big Mario game being a full-blown Breath of the Wild open world map. I mean, type of Mario game? Do you see something like that happening?
I mean, they could. I mean, I didn't think it was that big of a departure from anything they've already done.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the same thing, except a map, instead of a map screen, you just walk there. Like, it's not a big departure. It didn't feel like Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
It's still segmented. It's just in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every 3D Mario game is segmented in some way or another. Even Odyssey's like that.
Yeah, traveling from one side to another, that it is kind of segmented, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't seem all that groundbreaking to me, but it was a lot of fun.
Well, that's cool. Well, that's the important part. It's a Mario game. It should just be fun.
Yeah, and Bowser Jr.'s there to help you out, I guess, but you're going to want to turn him off right away.
Really?
Because he fights bad guys for you, and it kind of sucks. It's like, no, I was going to do that. I'm not a baby. You can use them. There's little parts on the level where you can pull up a little pointer and point at like a question mark that's on the wall, and he'll fly over and paint like a power up on the wall, and then that power up will shoot out.
Oh, that's neat.
So he has some functionality there that's neat, but like you're not going to want him to help you because it feels condescending.
Just condescending and cheap?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So he's painting like what he was doing in Sunshine?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, he has
the paintbrush, yeah.
Yeah, Professor Egad's paintbrush.
Yes. Hmm. I haven't tried the co-op with him. I don't imagine it's very deep.
Yeah.
Because you don't have camera control of that character, and you just kind of fight bad guys as you go along.
So it's probably like the co-op in Odyssey where one player controlled Cappy.
Yeah, just kind of shoehorned in there, but yeah. You know, the boss fights are really cool and fun, like kaiju-esque fights.
Oh, that's cool.
Wait, there's more than just the one?
Oh, you do it every couple of areas that you finish, you continue to fight Bowser until you get to the big final fight with Bowser.
Nice.
And you're not just big cat. Like if you're the giant lion cat Mario and get hit, then you're just giant Mario. So it's just kind of like
oh, that's kind of cool.
Fight.
Too bad it's not like Ultraman Mario.
Yeah, it sucks though. Is when you get real big, it loads for about 2 minutes. So it really segments like the world itself and the world when you're big. So you don't get that feeling of like, oh, I'm huge now. It's like, no, you just loaded in an area where the land is smaller.
Okay. Like, yeah. Huh.
That's kind of a letdown.
Cop out. Yeah.
Yeah. It could feel so much cooler than it does, but it's still a lot of fun. And like, if you've got the cat power, you can like literally run up and hit Bowser and make his health go down. Like, it feels like a cool fight.
Nice.
But it's great. And 3D World is still a fantastic game that I've been thoroughly enjoying playing again.
Good, good.
It's worth the $60.
Awesome.
Especially if you haven't played 3D World, because it's one of my top five, maybe top five Marios, I would say 3D World is.
Mm-hmm. I think I played a little bit of it when it was originally out on the, was it a Wii?
Wii U.
Wii U, yeah. I did play a little bit of it on the Wii U, and I liked it. I just never went back to it for whatever reason. So
I just like that it has the power-ups.
Yeah.
A lot of my favorite part of Mario is the power-ups and the silly costumes.
Sure.
That it gets.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they're really, like in a lot of more quote-unquote modern Mario games, really don't get that
Yeah,
anymore.
You don't even get a shrink and grow, and like, that's core Mario behavior.
Right, yeah.
That's what 3D World is, the perfect marriage of like the classic 2D Marios and a little bit of the 3D Mario.
Right,
there.
Right.
That's why I like it.
I loved Odyssey, but again,
it seemed like it was missing something.
Yeah, like your only real power is...
The hat.
Is the hat. And yeah, I mean, I guess technically whatever enemy you possess is the new power-up. Because they all have different abilities.
It's
and stuff.
Different.
That's
it's not
Kirby,
the same.
That's Kirby's gimmick.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true. That's true.
But my favorite thing about Odyssey is just the production value
it
has.
Yeah.
The design and the production value is so good and so
like
high.
Like New Donk City is like just, it's my favorite part of the whole darn game.
I would say Odyssey is definitely up in the top five too.
Mm-hmm.
But you're
it's
right.
A different
it's not,
game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just something about it that keeps it from being like the best.
Right. Yep.
But I
Agreed.
Did love. I did absolutely love it. Yeah.
So what is your top Mario game then?
Mario 3 and then World.
It's a solid. And then World. See, I would flip-flop the two.
Yeah, me too.
But
like, I love Super Mario World. And I love Super Mario 3 as well, but I really love Super Mario World.
Yeah.
Once again, it's just down to the power-ups for me. Mario 3 has better power-ups.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
It has more of them also.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, let's go ahead and take a break here. And when we come back, we'll get into some news. We're back. That was the Mortal Kombat theme song by the Immortals. Yep. I don't know.
That's what it says.
I guess that's what the internet says. So that's what it was.
From the movie. From the 1995 movie.
Yep.
The system is down.
Pretty close to it. Yeah. Yeah.
The cheat is grounded.
It's grounded. We did not install that light switch lower just so you can throw light switch raves. All right, anyway, let's get into a little bit of news.
Jackpot.
Wow-wee-wow-wee.
I almost played it again because you guys called me out in the first half.
I didn't realize it, but in Kong Skull Island, John C. Reilly's character's jacket says good for your health on the back, which I read as an Akira reference,
but it's
but
not.
But it's also, it's both.
It's both?
It's both an Akira reference and a, oh my God.
Steve Brule.
A Steve Brule reference.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, except in Akira, it says it's bad for your health.
Good for your education.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, so we played the Mortal Kombat song because there is a trailer for the new Mortal Kombat
movie. That's going to be on HBO Max.
Yeah, originally to
and
be in theaters. If theaters still exist.
They do. They do.
There's not many.
I don't know who goes to them.
I mean, not right now, no.
Filthy, filthy animal.
Anyway, yeah, so we all sat and watched the trailer. What do you guys think of the Mortal Kombat reboot?
Finally,
movie?
A gory Mortal Kombat movie.
I don't really care for Mortal Kombat one way or the other. It looks pretty rad.
It looks pretty good. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Character-wise, I like Street Fighter way more than Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah.
But the lore for Mortal Kombat is so wacky and goofy and over the top, edgelordy, just like comedically over the top.
Not on purpose.
No, not on purpose. No, the best kind of.
Yeah.
It's the best kind of over the top.
They're serious about it.
Yeah, they are deadly serious over there at NetherRealm.
Oh, yeah. But it's so lore heavy and dense that I have to enjoy it, like on a lore standpoint. And this movie seems like it's fitting right into that sweet spot of stupid.
Remember when NetherRealm said they didn't want to be known as the studio that does Mortal Kombat, even though the name of their studio is NetherRealm and their logo is Scorpion?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have called yourself anything else. Could have used any kind of logo.
Boon Studios.
Yep, they could have named it literally anything, but instead, no. It's NetherRealm, one of the three realms of Mortal Kombat.
And Scorpion, one of your principal characters, is your literal mascot.
It's like if Capcom was called Street Fighter Town and their logo was Ryu.
Listen, if Capcom was called anything, it would be Monster Hunter City.
Or Resident Evil
or is,
Village.
Yeah, that would be a yes. Big tall lady. Yeah. That's what it would be called now. But anyway. Yeah, this trailer looks very, very good. It looks like they're introducing a lot of fan favorite characters like Sonya and Jax and Cole Young, who is a new character that is just introduced for the movie. But I have a theory that it is young Johnny Cage, and Johnny Cage is a stage name that he takes when he gets into acting.
Or he's the audience insert.
That well, both
or both. Yeah,
I think
why
I
not
think
both?
It's why not both.
I mean,
I think it's both.
Didn't like a lot of movies back in the day kind of have that audience insert,
but they're usually children.
Yeah,
but not always.
Well, you can't have that in Mortal Kombat.
Well, no, no, obviously, unless it's some kind of weird mutant. Like,
hi,
you know,
I'm 10 years old and I'm here in the Nether Realm.
No, they're not going to put Farrah Tor in the movie. Listen, if they're not going to put Bo Wright Cho in, which, despite being a Japanese fighter, his name is based off of the Latin word for drunk.
Well, this is the same game who has a character whose name is Raiden, but pronounced, or no, his name is pronounced
Raiden
when it should be Raiden.
Yeah, that's true. Chinese ninjas. What else can I say?
Yeah, there are the Lin Kuei.
The Lin Kuei are Chinese ninjas.
Even though they look like Japanese ninjas.
Those famous, famous Chinese ninjas, you know, that they had back then.
Well, China probably had, you know, shadow warriors.
They're called assassins.
Yeah.
Anyway, movie looks cool.
Jax has robot arms and they don't look stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they actually show you how he got his robot arms.
Yeah, the characters look like
they look like they need
accurate,
to
accurate yeah enough
sure
better than most things have been in the past.
Kung Lao has his stupid hat.
Oh, that dumb hat.
His killer frisbee hat.
Yeah. Yep.
Why would you have a hat that was also a razor blade?
My question is, where was Curtis Stryker in all of this?
Yes, fan favorite gun cop.
Yeah.
who I thought was way cool when I was like 9.
Hey, listen, why play as the fire ninja or the ice ninja or any of the other magical characters when you can be a cop with a backwards baseball cap
and a gun?
Who shoots a gun? A real gun? He shoots it.
It's not a magic gun.
It's a real gun.
That's funny because I also like the new, like the cowboy they added.
Oh, Aaron Black.
Yeah, that guy's pretty rad.
He's pretty great.
He's just kind of a guy with a gun.
He is also a guy with gun. Yeah.
But he's got like some interesting moves with it, like the way you shoot it and reload and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. And he one of his specials is he like flips a coin into the air, turns his back, and then fires a gun over his shoulder. And it ricochets off of the coin that he's flipped into the opponent. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's some like Deadshot stuff right there.
That's what it is.
Games need more cowboys.
Yep. Well, it's also nice because he is definitively not a kung fu gunman. Like, he doesn't do big high kicks. Like, a lot of his punches and kicks are either with the butt of a gun or like these really limp kind of like, get away from me kicks. Because he's not a fighter. He is a gun guy.
He's got kind of a Mandalorian energy.
A little
about
bit.
Him.
Yeah, he does. That's very true.
It's like watching Clint Eastwood's The Man with No Name fist fight.
Yeah, kind of. But yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing more of this Mortal Kombat movie.
You know, I never did watch that Mortal Kombat like series that was on the internet.
Probably
for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably for the best. Although that one has Black Dynamite as Jax.
Oh, that's such good casting.
Yeah.
Michael Jai White.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that was really good casting. But all right, so speaking of movie trailers, should we go ahead and get this other one out of the way before we get into the news, the game news?
The Oops All Video Games.
Yeah, right. There is a trailer, final trailer for the Zack Snyder's opus 4-hour Justice League redo.
It's 4 hours?
It's 4 hours.
It's not like is it still considered a movie or is it like a series now?
It had been considered a series and now it's rolled back to being a 4-hour movie.
God.
It was originally going to be 4 1-hour chunks, but then he's like, no, that's not my vision.
I'm not a big drinker, but I don't think there's a way I could make it through 4 hours of that sober.
You know,
I kind of want to do a commentary for it.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit and watch. I guess I can't say that because I've watched the Lord of the Rings extended editions before.
Listen, we paid money to see the original, the Justice League, the non-Snyder cut in theaters.
We did.
I refused after Batman v Superman. I was not going to do that to myself again.
Yeah, it was rough. And that was 2.5 hours of bad. Now there's 4. There's an extra, there's an added hour and a half of bad to this.
But wait, there's more.
But also they stripped out all the jokes and put in a joker.
Ooh, I was so mad about that.
I can't believe he literally no joke says we live in a society.
Also, that right there just proves the fact that these aren't just added scenes that Zack Snyder had done in the movie. They basically just reshot the stupid movie.
They reshot about 60% of this film. And
that makes it a whole different movie.
See, I don't know. I don't know what's worse. The fact that they put in the line, we live in a society said by the Joker, which is a meme on the internet.
Yeah.
Or the fact that it's not said as a joke or a wink at the audience, that Zack Snyder put it in because he legit thinks that's a cool line that the Joker would say. And not something stupid that people have been making fun of it for.
And also the fact that it's the Jared Leto Joker.
But at least he doesn't have damage tattooed on his forehead.
You can't tell. His hair is long.
That's true. He might be still damaged. I don't know.
I can't wait to watch Wonder Woman be drugged through a garbage film.
Yep.
I mean, we watched her do it the first time.
Yeah. And it was bad.
Yeah.
No, she was the...
She was a highlight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
but
no,
even,
I'm thinking
but
of Batman v Superman.
She was also a highlight.
But in Justice League, she didn't feel the same. Like, coming like off of the first Wonder Woman movie.
Because it went from a writer and director that understood the character and could have fun to a writer and director who was like, wow, Gal Gadot pretty.
No, for real. That's pretty much
that's
what
it
is.
And Gal Gadot, be pretty.
She pretty. She pretty, but also she act.
Yeah.
Yes.
She act good. She know Wonder Woman well.
We went from the Amazons of Themyscira to the Amazons of Amazonia from Futurama.
Yeah. Well, so did the movie, because in Justice League, you remember the first 15 minutes? They spent all of Wonder Woman 1 setting up how the Amazons are such proud warriors and all of this. And within 10 minutes of Justice League, they're all killed off. Yeah, Every last one of them.
They all get stomped by frickin' Steppenwolf.
Who's been redesigned.
Oh, he does look... I thought he looked different.
He has way more spikes.
He fell into a bin of discarded razor blades.
I was just going to say, yeah. He got covered in tar and then fell into a bin full of used razors.
No. He fell into a merch booth at a black metal concert.
He's a horrible accident at the Schick factory.
I was going to say he looks like the Schick disposable razor man.
Yeah, he's the Super Bowl robot. Yeah,
he's touched down the Super Bowl robot covered in knives.
Yeah. He fell down Kevin McAllister's steps covered in tar and nails.
Yep, that's it. Oh, this movie's going to be terrible and we're going to have to watch it.
But also, I mean, they did throw in the shots of Doomsday. Not Doomsday. Apocalypse. Darkseid.
Got it. Got it in three.
There we go. Why do all these stupid DC villains have such edgelordy names?
Because.
I know.
Yeah.
That's all like, you know.
Darkpocalypse. Bloodseed.
Just give me Lobo. Give me Lobo with the energy of, like, I don't know, like a Shazam movie or something.
Oh.
Give me Skeletor. I want more bad guys like Skeletor.
Oh, they're...
Wait, what's Skeletor? Are we talking, like, old Skeletor, or are we talking, like, 2000 Skeletor?
I'm talking old Skeletor who is evil because he thinks it's fun.
Yep, that's the best. That's the best.
I am not nice.
Yeah. I'm evil.
The kind of Skeletor that would walk through a teleporting mirror and then reach his hand through and punch it from the other side.
I love that clip when he's running away giggling.
Yeah.
We got so much Nintendo news.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk
about Skeletor giggling.
Yeah. I mean, we could talk about it for another 15 minutes, but we should probably move on to the Nintendo Direct news.
We got derailed by old cartoons last week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we?
Please, Daniel, we can't do this again. No, okay, so there was a major Nintendo Direct this past week.
40 minutes.
50 minutes.
50 minutes.
And
50
it was
minutes.
The first one in 500-some days.
540-odd days, something like that?
Good Lord.
Yeah. I mean, they've had a bunch of like mini Directs and indie Directs and stuff like that. So they've done announcements, but
this is the first like official Nintendo Direct we've had in a minute,
and it landed like a wet fart.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was perfectly serviceable and fine.
Yeah, if it wasn't the first one in 540 days, it would have been rad. But
yeah, but this almost seems like it was made more for the investors than it was for the general audience. Although it did have my sweet smiling Japanese face boy Shinya Takahashi. He's become the face of Nintendo now that Reggie's no longer with him.
Yeah.
And he's just always smiling and happy.
And I don't know.
No,
like,
matter what he's saying.
Does Bowser not want to do... Doug Bowser.
Yeah, Doug Bowser.
Does he not want to do these or what?
Doug, like, Bowser, I don't think he wants to do them.
It's a shame.
They would rather just get Shinya Takahashi to come on and go, hey, how was that? Let's see some more things. Snap my fingers.
I mean, he does a fine job. He seems like a nice man.
He does a perfectly fine job, and also he just smiles through everything, no matter what he says.
I love how, like, you spoke in the cadence of the translator dub.
Yeah,
It has a very specific flow to it.
You have just watched this trailer. Wasn't that neat? Here's more things.
It's almost like it has an ASMR quality.
A little bit, yeah, yeah. But anyway, let's talk about some of these games and announcements and stuff. Should we start with the first one that they did during the video?
Yes, which totally got me. I didn't think it was for Smash.
But it was for Smash.
Yeah.
They're introducing Pyra and Mythra.
Yes.
From Xenoblade Chronicles 2. Did I get that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
She's a fire sword spirit lady who turns into a...
blonde
different blonde version of herself.
Yeah.
I played this game and I cannot remember like what the deal is there.
I make fun of the game because all of the trailers leading up to that game when it was released made it seem an awful lot like, hey, you're fighting monsters, but also, guess what? You get to date your sword. And I know that's not the actual game. I know there is a actual story with actual things. But
and she is like an actual legitimate character in that story.
Yeah, but from the outside looking in, it just looks like, hey, you're a weird guy with mechanical chaps on, and you get to date your sword.
Oh, and you have like psychic premonitions or whatever.
No, that's the other one.
Oh, okay.
That's Shulk. That's the one that's really feeling it.
That one might be the better game. I don't know.
I haven't played either of them.
I've played both, but so spread apart between the two that I can't even compare them.
The last game I played that I think might be in the same series was Xenogears.
I don't think technically they're not, but in some ways they're related.
Something to that effect.
But I couldn't tell you what it was.
I just remember Cosmos, Girl Robot.
Okay, well, let's...
No, that was Xenosaga.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Xenogears is giant robots.
Oh, right. Anyway, next.
Anyway, let's roll back to the Smash thing before we move off of it. As a fighter, do you think this character fits?
Yeah, I mean, it's another sword person.
Yeah.
Like, it's not...
It's another anime with a sword, but this time the anime is the sword.
Yeah. And her name's Pyra. She has a heavy fire focus.
At least it's not just sword.
So yeah, it's not just swords, but it's also not as neat as like Hero from Dragon Quest.
Yeah. I was going to say, the character itself is perfectly fine, but as we're getting so close to the end of the final DLC pack...
And we're running out of room for Tony Hawk to sneak in there.
Yeah, right. It feels like it's a wasted space.
Yeah, kinda.
That could have been... There are characters that are much more... Not deserving, but I don't know a
iconic?
Better way to put it. Yeah. Yeah, more iconic characters. Because Smash, whether they want to admit it or not, it's become almost like the Game Awards. Like, your game has made it if you have a character in Smash. And putting this character that, I mean, it has a fan base.
Kind of.
If you were to look at the character, you could see why there is a fan base. That's all I'm going to say.
She looks like somebody's VTuber avatar.
Yeah. Yeah, she really does. All right, we got to move off of this one and on to other stuff. Okay, we'll just go around and pick one that we liked off of it.
There's a new Mario Golf.
Yeah.
Mario Golf Super Rush.
Super Rush.
Super Rush.
It looks like Mario Golf, and that's cool with me. I love Mario Golf.
Yeah.
I love the Mario sports games, this period.
They're pretty solid games. I'm not much of a video golf guy, but I played some of them, and they're pretty good. And as far as golf games go, Mario Golf is probably the most fun I've had with it.
The Mario Golf on 3DS is a friggin' masterpiece.
I like the speed golf mode they're showing in this one.
Yeah.
Where everyone plays at the same time.
That is going to be the one that kind of makes or breaks the game.
Oh, it's
going to
be fun.
Game,
it's going to be it's going to be a blast.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I've played multiplayer Mario Golf many times in my past, and it's always like a, wait till it's not my turn yet.
Yeah.
It's not exciting, but this looks like it makes it exciting because you don't have to wait and you get to run across the golf course like a maniac.
Yep. Everybody tees off at the same time and then everyone goes scrambling to find their ball and at the same time. And that's great.
And there's power ups and all kinds of fun nonsense.
Like there's almost like a Mario Kart esque shenanigans to it.
Yeah.
And everybody has amazing golf outfits except for Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Well, we don't get a real good look at Donkey Kong.
No, he's nude.
Oh, well, he's Donkey Kong.
He takes his tie off?
Oh, I don't know. He might be wearing the tie. I think it's a missed opportunity because I would love to see him in some like sensible khaki slacks.
And one of those golf hats.
Yeah, like a tartan golf hat.
Yeah.
Or maybe like a button up like Hawaiian shirt but with bananas on it.
Mm-hmm. That would be nice. That would be good.
Or a red bow tie.
I swear it looks like Waluigi's wearing a fedora. Which seems about right.
It seems, yeah. Yeah.
And Wario is just like, he looks like a Texas oil baron golfing.
Which also seems about right.
Yeah.
He looks like that one dude from the Fairly Odd Parents had
that
like
Doug Dimmadome.
Yeah. Except his hat's not like 12 feet tall.
But it's close.
It's close. Yeah. Waluigi and his fedora. One step closer to becoming the ska boy everyone knows he is.
My princess.
My princess.
My lady.
Yeah, my lady.
My lady. Yeah, that's.
There's my good joke for the week.
That's good. Yep. That's it.
Somebody in some YouTube comments said it looked like Daisy was back to her original skin color. It looked like the lighting to me, but it would be nice if they made her a little tanner again.
That would be nice. That would be nice.
And not just brunette peach.
And like a lily white.
Yeah.
Everybody, I don't know why everybody in Mario has to be just super white.
Well, that's, yeah.
Anyway. I'm excited about it. I really am.
Yep. One that I am excited for is Miitopia, talking about 3DS games that were very good.
I thought you were going to say Triangle Strategy.
No, I don't. I'm not a big Final Fantasy Tactics guy, but Miitopia, on the other hand, is a stupid fun RPG that uses the user-generated
Miis.
They're called Miis. They're like the avatars, basically. For
everybody
the
knows. Everybody made themselves and their grandparents on the Wii.
Yep.
It's those.
It's those. But in this game, it's an RPG where you can assign all of your party members with faces based off of all of your Mii people, but not just the party members. Everyone in the game, every NPC, every villain, everyone gets a face. And it's just, it's dumb and fun, and it's ironic that this game was announced because not 24 hours earlier during that huge snowstorm we got, I finished playing it for like the third time on the 3DS. I had just completed it that day.
Also, it's kind of weird because Nintendo's been really pushing away from the Miis.
Kinda, yeah.
Like outside of making your like your avatar for your
save file.
For your profile on the Switch. And the Mii fighters on Smash. That's it.
Yeah, there was two things in this Direct that had
because
Miis.
The
Mario
Golf
has a story mode where you use your Mii, and then this is all Miis.
Yeah.
It's good to see them supporting the Mii again because it's the only console-based avatar that has worked.
That does things,
That looks any good.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, Josh, your turn. Talk about one. Pick one. Do it quick.
Splatoon 3.
Okay.
This was their big one more thing.
Yeah, pretty much. I love the Splatoon series. I know you don't, Sam.
I appreciate it from a distance. I like everything. It's one of those games that is like, wow, this is such an amazing game that I just could not care about. Like, I have played Splatoon 1. I've played Splatoon 2. Both times, I've picked it up, played it for a while, and gone, yeah, I get this. I understand why people love it. And then I put it down and never played it again.
Yeah, but you're also not a real big competitive shooter guy.
Not a shoot boy.
I'm not a shoot boy. That's very true.
I love Splatoon. It's one of the best things Nintendo's done in a long time.
Oh, yeah. As far as like new IPs go, I love it. It's fantastic.
They like nailed it in one with Splatoon.
But the fact that Splatoon 3 is a huge departure from the last two. I wouldn't say
is
huge
it?
Departure.
It's, we don't really know
yet.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yet.
I mean, it's a whole new area. Like a big desert wasteland Mad Maxian place.
Upside down France.
The Eiffel Tower sticking
out of the
ground.
That was kind of weird.
And then there was a city that looked more than a little like Kamurocho from Yakuza.
A little bit.
I saw somebody called it Clamurocho, which
is that's good.
Brilliant.
That's brilliant. Yeah, that's good.
And also, you get a little buddy, one of the little salmons from some Splatoon 2.
And what's that for? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Nope. But you can customize how he looks.
Yeah.
I guess my question is, what about this makes it worth it to buy a completely separate game instead of having it be
a
paid-for DLC?
Like the DLC they did that was actually very good.
Yeah.
The Octopath or whatever.
Like, games like Splatoon should be treated.
A service game.
It's a service game. It's a living game. It should be treated kind of like Fortnite, where they don't like release every 6 months. Oh, here's Fortnite 2. Here's Fortnite 3. it kind of should be,
to be fair,
here's Splatoon and here are your content packs.
It's been 3 or 4 years since they stopped support. Wait, 3 years since Splatoon 2, I think.
Since it was released, not since they stopped support. They stopped support about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yeah, but...
which is still pretty long time.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what I mean, though. Like, what is different enough that makes you go, okay, let's spend another $60 on another cart instead of just going, well, here's Splatoon 2 with a bunch of extra stuff?
We don't know.
Yeah, I suppose we'll have to wait and see. I'll bet they put a battle royale in it.
Well, the one clip you actually see of the actual gameplay almost makes it look kind of like a battle royale, because instead of having your spawn area being a part
you're
of the
dropping
actual
in.
Yeah, you're dropping in.
On a modified espresso machine.
Yeah.
Is what it looks like.
Well, all the weird tech in Splatoon, it seems to be almost repurposed human technology.
And we don't know who's going to host the news segments. Are they going to come up with two new idol characters?
Oh,
or...
I hope it's two new ones. Although I do miss, not Callie and Mari, but the
Pearl,
other two.
Pearl and Marina.
Yeah.
I'd be happy with either one. I like both sets.
Yeah, they're good.
Well, I think they might do what they kind of did with the two, where they'll be in the game, but they'll be like a separate part of it.
Yeah, I'll be excited for more single player content too. I like the single player mode.
Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about going back and finish it because I haven't.
It honestly feels like a shoot Mario game.
Yeah, kinda. All right, so we're getting really close to time, so let's fly through these last couple. Do we want to talk about Project Triangle Strategy?
I mentioned it. We might as well run through it real quick.
Yeah.
The Octopath Traveler people are Octopath Traveler is Final Fantasy, but 3D, 2D, modern game.
Mm-hmm.
This is Final Fantasy Tactics, but modern 3D, 2D game.
It looks perfectly fine, but I probably won't play it.
I probably will. I like some strategy games. I don't know. I'm real picky about them.
Yeah.
Like I didn't
strategy
like...
or tactic games?
Tactics games. Like I didn't like the Mario and Rabbids one.
Mm-hmm.
That one I didn't like, but I do like Final Fantasy Tactics and then Fire Emblem.
Well, this one has a DLC or a demo that is out right now, so you can actually play it and test it out. And Square Enix, it's Square Enix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They are looking for feedback. They did the same thing with Octopath Traveler. Part of me is like, man, I can't wait for this game to get an actual name. But part of me is like,
please keep it
Triangle Strategy. That is such a stupid name, and I kind of love it.
I like there's a video game news show called Checkpoint that I like, and they made a good point. If that was the title of a Kingdom Hearts game, no one would bat an eye.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Well, it'll have to be like 1.975 remix.
Yeah, Triangle Strategy.
Triangle Strategy 1.9 remix.
Days.
Over pi.
Dreams of angles.
Yeah. Okay, Famicom Detective Club is a remake of a classic Famicom game.
Japanese NES game, detective game, is getting remade for the Switch. Two of them, actually. Two separate games.
That's
you
awesome.
Buy separately.
Yeah, but I mean, that's awesome, though. It's cool that they're going back because it's...
like going deep into the
those
well.
Those are like super, super older games.
They actually called them Nintendo Deep Cuts.
And that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, it's something I've always wanted to try because there's fan translations that exist on the internet, and I just had never gotten around to.
And now you can do it this way,
but it looks nice.
Yeah. So the last thing we want to talk about right before we end the show, Eiji Aonuma, the guy who has been in charge of the Legends of Zelda games for a long time.
Mr. Zelda, basically.
Mr. Zelda came onto the screen to give a special presentation to tell us that there is no Breath of the Wild news.
Breath of the Wild 2.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild 2. The first thing he says is, when you see my face, I bet you're wondering, is there any Breath of the Wild 2 news? The answer is no. Things are going smoothly. We'll tell you about it later. In the meantime, here's a remake of a game people didn't really like very much. Yeah. Please like it.
Please like it this time.
Yeah, it's they're remaking Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, which was a Wii game that had motion controls.
Use the motion plus add-on.
Yeah, and people didn't care for it as much. but it's getting a graphical overhaul. Plus, not only does it have the motion controls with the Joy-Cons, you can play it with sticks now
as well.
Just buttons now. Yeah.
Yep, controller support.
And that was a pretty game on the Wii. It's going to look real good.
It's going to look real good, but it does feel kind of hollow for him to say, hey, here's this game. The game you want to know about, we're not going to tell you about. The game that you don't care about, here you go.
It's got a stamina bar. You like that.
Please like us.
I don't know,
Please play it.
I'm still mad that it's a $60 HD re-release.
Yeah.
They could, I know.
To be fair, it's a much older game than you're thinking.
I know,
it
and
is.
That's yeah. And that's why I want it as a bundle. I wanted a bundle.
Yeah, they could have thrown Twilight Princess in there.
They could have done that. I honestly was half expecting them to do like, oh, okay, well, here's a HD remake of Ocarina and Majora's Mask as a double pack.
Yeah,
and we'll throw in some Master Quest levels.
Anniversary collection like Mario, because it is coming up on Zelda's 35.
This week.
Right. Yeah, that is this week, this upcoming week, yeah. So
I would have bet money that they were going to talk about Breath of the Wild 2 in this one, and I would have been wrong.
It almost felt like they were supposed to, and then something happened, and they had to roll
COVID
it back.
Happened.
COVID. Well, yeah.
And no Metroid whatsoever.
No, nope.
Even though they talked about it a while ago,
they didn't even mention it. This at least Breath of the Wild, they reminded you that it exists.
No Metroid, no Shin Megami Tensei, and no Bayonetta, but we know Bayonetta 3 is pretty much dead in the water for now.
Did they say that?
What's his name, did?
No, he said they're still working on it. They just don't want to say anything about it.
Well, the fact that they haven't said anything about it, and because the guy talks about everything all the time, is kind of telling a little bit, but, you know. Well, anyway, there were a lot more games that were announced, but we unfortunately have run out of time. So
that was the good ones, though.
Yeah, we covered all the good ones. Yeah, we covered all the good ones.
And Miitopia.
And come on. It's a good game, you guys. It's a good game. Anyway, you have been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram at Nerd Overload Now.
You can send us an email, staff@nerdoverload.com. And you can give us a call on the Nerd Overload hotline, 586-372-8020. Leave a message and we might play it on the show.
Yeah, that would be great. You can find all of our back episodes on various podcast apps such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and more. And finally, I'd like to thank David Pencil for the use of our intro and outro. You can find more of his stuff over at davidpencil.com. So again, thank you all for tuning in, and we will be back next week.
We forgot to mention Miitopia does have a horse now.
It has a horse.